And so here we are, worldwide live through BBS Radio. Thank you, BBS. Welcome to those who participate with this call through BBS Radio. We have more callers join in, and I welcome those who came in here in the last minute. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hello, hi, it's Jim. Good old Sedona Jim here.
Hello, Sedona Jim. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Prosit New Year.
All right.
Happy New Year. Happy New
Happy New Year.
And more people joined in. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Don, Northern Ohio. Hi, Ice. Hi, everybody.
Good evening, Don. Happy New Year. Thank
you.
You too. Happy New Year, everybody.
More people joined in. Welcome.
Michael and Camille.
Name and location.
This is Marilyn in Pennsylvania. Hi, guys.
Hello, and welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome to those who just came in. Happy New Year. Please say your name and location.
John from Aspen, Colorado.
Hello, John. Good evening. Happy New Year.
Same to you, sir. Thank you.
All right. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
I'm the legend.
Happy New Year. All right. And welcome all those who come in. Call through BBS Radio. It's 1 minute away from the hour. Happy New Year to all.
Did I hear somebody from London on the line?
Oh, from Colorado, probably, that you heard.
Oh, Colorado. Okay.
Says John. Happy New Year, Rin.
Hello, hi. I will try to say Happy New Year. Okay.
Happy New Year, Wynn.
Happy New Year, Wynn.
I got to the place where I adopted that every day was a new moment, right? A new day. Then I got to the place where every moment was a new moment. And so I stopped celebrating everything. That's probably stupid. Right?
moment.
I tell you what I should have really done is gone out with Terry today and gotten drunk.
Terry got drunk?
No, I didn't do that. I didn't do it. I should have done it.
Why didn't you do it?
We went out and bought you drunk today.
Let's ask Terry, okay? Terry, are you there?
No, she's not here yet.
She's still trying to get sober.
Hey, the calendar. Calendars are half plastic.
The what? The calendar is what?
They're half price today. So we got a new calendar.
Okay. Oh, a calendar is half price?
Yeah. They're on sale.
Oh, yeah. Well, if I wait till next year, I can get them for free. That should be more than half off.
It won't be any good then.
But you can talk about the sale.
Now's the time to buy your Christmas cards for next year, for this coming Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New Year, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Happy New Year, Terry. Thank you. To you too.
Thank you.
So,
say Happy New Year for me.
Backwards.
When said you were bad?
I was.
I was telling him how we were thinking of going out and getting drunk today because it was New Year's Day.
How do you know I was thinking of going out and getting drunk?
Was that you that was thinking that?
Yeah.
Oh my God!
It was me too. I had a taste with wine and cheese. That's why I had a taste from yesterday.
Were you gonna go out with Jim?
No, Jimmy.
Oh no,
far.
No. Just to. I didn't have it planned.
Oh, now I feel rejected. That's awful.
Uh-oh. Cheese and wine is beautiful.
There you go, Terry.
Wynn, this is Gary in L.A. I'm not
saying I drank too much last night, but it's certainly nice to be back in men's clothing.
So, Gary, did you go to a party last night?
We had a family get-together here at my home, and it was a very spiritual time. It was very, 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 very nice.
You know, nobody famous was there?
No, I guess I was the most famous, and I didn't tell anybody.
Okay.
And you were in drag, so who would know?
Yeah, who would know in the first place?
Yeah, they wouldn't have recognized you, right?
That's true.
Were you the girl I went out with last night?
No, I had no takers.
Gary, you don't ever put, I know you're married, but, you know, you never look at plenty of fish, do you?
Absolutely not.
You know what it is? You know what it is, though, right?
No.
You don't?
No.
Oh. How do you know you don't look at it? Doesn't sound familiar. Right?
I didn't hear exactly understand what you asked me.
It's a dating site for cross-dressers.
Oh, yeah. That's the reason I don't know.
See, Jim goes there, okay?
We certainly are non-judgmental for cross-dressers.
I made that up. It's a dating site for men and women.
Ah, no, I don't go there. Yeah.
You're a happy man. Why should you?
It's like gay people, too.
However, we're live on BBS Radio. Welcome to all those who join in to BBS.
Now, if anyone's just tuned in on BBS.
Okay? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And this is us on Bad Behavior. Okay? You like that? This is us on Bad Behavior.
Good behavior.
Yeah.
This is me on Bad Behavior.
It sounds so human.
On the other hand,
you're trying to adjust the energies.
Everyone is that Marilyn?
Yes.
Hi, Marilyn.
Happy New Year, Wynn.
I was thinking about you today.
I know you were.
Did you feel it?
Wanted to get drunk.
Yes. I could tell.
And is Ariel there?
Not at my house.
Ariel, where are you?
I haven't seen her.
She called me up and said, "What's the phone number? What's the phone number, Wynn?" Chris, she's been doing that for a year now. And I said, "Marilyn, why don't I give Ariel your number?" So just
No. And you can't even put me in the same category.
You can't give her
you
my number.
You, for anything.
You can't give her my number. Anytime.
Hey, all right. Marilyn, I don't put anybody in the same category. Haven't you figured that out? That is your elitism coming through.
Okay.
I just want to point that out to you.
Yes, you're right. It was.
How come Dwayne isn't interrupting?
He is muted. He did what you dreamed of, Wynn. He did go look into the glass, people.
They started six him because he was talking about my shorts and my short sleeve. Because I told him I was in short sleeve and shorts the night today.
Actually, you didn't tell him you were in your underwear, though.
I have my shorts.
When Dwayne is still celebrating.
Yes, he is.
The problem is Wayne is still celebrating.
I'm a medical marijuana. I'm a legal marijuana state up there.
All right, guys. So this is what happens on New Year's Day. We are going to get serious. But you know what? I don't know. There's an aspect of all of this that has to be fun, okay? And the world may blow up tomorrow. We may lose our electricity. We may have radiation coming in from Japan. And but whatever it is, we got to look at it and smile. Because would you like to know something? I should have been recording this. Okay. I'm gonna, now, once I start the recorder, I'm going to forget what I said. I'm going to lose the intonation. I'm going to get self-conscious. And
then you will say it.
I expect to win the lottery, Win.
This conference is being recorded.
All right. This is January 1st. I'm going to look at the date. January 1st, 2014. And this is Wynn and Terry in Arizona. And you know what? I was just about to say something cool, and I said, I better start the recorder. Now I can't remember what I was going to say. I said I wouldn't. People didn't.
Oh, well,
let me see.
You're going to say, oh, we should have fun, even though everything could go to hell tomorrow.
Yeah. So, Terry, do you know what I was going to say?
You were saying about Fukushima, and we have to keep smiling anyway.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to mention, hang on, I think I'll put you guys on mute so we don't have all this echo. Is Ariel, wait a second, I've got to unmute this. Ariel gave me a question. Ariel, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Now, how come you were late?
Because I had to start the fire, and I had 60 brand new puppies in my house, and I had to take care of them first.
You had puppies? Huh?
Yeah.
They
were
right.
Born, yeah. They're Akita, Chow, and Bulldog. They're beautiful. They're all white. White. One looks like Bessie the cow. Really cute. My dog did good.
Little? Are they little
Bessie
or big?
They were born the 28th. They're just a few days open, alive. We've been really blessed.
All right. So I think what I was going to say. I think I remembered it. I was going to say, you know what? I do say this before, but I don't think I can say this enough. And it's really hard. This is really hard to integrate. And that is, this is one lifetime in a series of a bunch of them. We've been on other planets. We've been in other eras in this world. And here we are again. And everyone on this planet is going to leave one way or another. And yes, it'd be nice to leave things better than we found them. That's true in every aspect of life. It's a really good thought to leave things better than you found them. If you have a friend, if you have children, you have a husband, If you have an affair, doesn't matter. Leave everything better than you found it. And you won't get karma, okay? You realize that? Karma comes from leaving things worse than you found them. In other words, for example, letting somebody love you and then dumping them so they're in pain and hurt, where they're saying, God, what did I do that for? Something told me not to get involved, and I did it anyway, you know? Or borrowing money and leaving people without money, or, you know, in any way, shape, or form. It's a really, if you want to go up the ladder, you have to leave people better than you found them. And, you know, you may not even have to leave them. You may leave them and come and go and come and go and come and go. And that's even better than leaving people better than you found them, because when you can do come and go, come and go, come and go, you're like the Elohim, where they say, we leave, but we do not leave. Now, do you know what part of you can do that? You realize that?
You can leave, but you do not leave. And it has to do with holding everyone in your heart. And there's a connection. And you can feel the connection. Not all the time, but they can feel it all the time. We're limited. We're in human situation. But we can, people that we care about, you can be with them if they want you to. You know, it's free will. But people can feel each other's energies. So you can leave, but you do not leave. That's better than leaving people, better than you found them. Because if you never leave, now you are demonstrating Christ consciousness. Do you realize that? When people can feel you all the time, when you can feel them, you are demonstrating Christ's energy. I'm trying to remember what Jesus said that related to that. Hi, as you probably know, you were a good Christian. What did Jesus say about...
I was forced to listen to that in my youth, and so I completely rejected it.
Okay, how about as you do it to the smallest of these, you do it to me. It's not exactly it, but it's like I am living inside of everybody. And of course, he did not mean Jesus the body. He meant Jesus the group soul, or Jesus the purveyor of the Christed energy, or God, whichever works on the way you look at Jesus. But the idea is he was experiencing himself inside of everyone. Because as you do it to the smallest of these, you do it to me. So as we do it to each other, we are doing it to God. Why does it say love your brother? Love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. You can't separate God from your neighbor. You can't do it. It is all the same energy. And what is nearest to you is that expression of all that is of God that is in your face. So don't. If you avoid it, you are shooting your spiritual evolution in your foot. You realize that? You are shooting it in your foot. If you start to look down or condescend or I'm better than or however, you are missing the point of what we are doing. And that's elitism. That is separation. Now, this does not mean that you have to get caught up in everybody else's junk, because people will project junk, and you do have to withdraw from people. And that's not the same. You can withdraw from somebody and still be part of them. I do that all the time. Because I can't stay connected to all the people that would want to be connected with me or talk to me every day or have me as a friend or whatever. But I'm not disconnected from them. I can feel them. I can close my eyes. I can send love to them. I can feel their love. And I can't, that doesn't mean that they can have me or my attention whenever they want it. But usually the people that get my attention are the people that are up against the wall. Because when you're up against the wall, you have the greatest moment for growth. You realize that? I remember a guy wrote a book, Love Without Limits, and he said that, and it was true. He said, most people will never go for the Christed energy until they're backed up against the wall. Because there's this dark night of the soul where you have to surface your pain. It has to come up, and you have to deal with it. And most people will do anything to avoid that experience. They will find a distraction, they'll find another boyfriend, they'll be a victim, they'll do God knows what, rather than face themselves. And the moment that people are facing themselves is sometimes their ugliest moment in the outer world. And that is the exact moment that you can make a huge difference for somebody, because you can love them unconditionally. You can have the wisdom to see what they're going through, and you can help them hold through that dark night of the soul. And when you go through it, don't be ashamed. This is a good time to make spiritual friends so that you have people that will hold for you. Because you know what? So many people say, how do I grow? How do I expand? How do I get here? What's the technique? The real fast track is to say, okay, God, I'm ready for my dark night. And be prepared. You know, because once you go into it, there's no guarantee how long it will last. And it's like, it can last. But have friends. Good time to have spiritual friends at that point, because it can be so painful. And, I mean, even I still go through, like, I'll pick up all kinds of energy from this line. And sometimes it just goes, you know, like water off a duck's back, but sometimes I'll internalize it, and then I'll sleep for 3 days. I look terrible, and, you know, I hope nobody sees me. And it's just, you know, learning how to, if you want to be spiritual, and I assume everyone that's listening to this call wants to be spiritual, wants to grow spiritually, then this is one of those things that's part of the deal. Look it up, Dark Night of the Soul, Dark Night of the Soul. And you know, it doesn't mean you have to suffer. Maybe I'll have this question for tonight. You know what? I better get to our questions.
So when we're not going to do the Christmas meditation.
Well, you know what? I know it's said a meditation, right? But you know what? I sent out last week's
I know.
I forgot to change the headline. So that was last week, okay? We did a Christmas meditation. If anyone's here for the Christmas meditation, you're going to have to go back in time to last Wednesday, or you can listen to it on our archives. And it was very good, by the way. And tonight, we are going to ask questions that people have submitted. Let me see. Robin had a quick question, okay? She says, what? I almost answered that in this whole dark night question. But you know what? It's kind of connected. I'll just ask it before we go into session. I'll answer it. I think I know the answer. And she says, why do we fluctuate so much in our growth? I remember times when I felt extreme love and light, and my heart was open, and now it seems like I'm back to feeling blue. Okay? Okay, here's my answer to that. Okay? And I don't know, I'll put it on the list, but I don't know if I'll get to it, Robin. But my answer is that oftentimes people are going through phases of their evolution where they are feeling good and the world is supporting them and they're in a groove, but they have huge amounts of stuff underneath the surface. This is that whole thing about distraction. And I don't mean to say that when you were doing that, it was distraction. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't, but you know, having friends, having good time all the time, you know, sometimes people luck out and they get a job, and then that helps alleviate a lot of stress, and they lose the job, and they got stress again. You know, in some of the sessions we've done over the past couple of years, they're saying, if you want security, find a way to make your own business or something that's not dependent on something else, because anything out there can be taken away and might be. Find a way to directly contribute to people, because there's always going to be needs in the world. There's always, always, always going to be needs, and there's always going to be people that need to fulfill needs. And instead of thinking of a job, think of yourself as how you're fulfilling needs. And if you focus on that, you will always have something to exchange. Terry, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. You're not ready, are you?
Well, as ready as I'll ever be.
Okay. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted to the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we create, invoke a group energy amongst all of us present. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us to create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And while we have this group energy present, we just want to send a planetary intention out for protection, for no nuclear weapons, for earthquakes to be minimized and away from population centers, and for every person within the sound of this, my voice, that's listening to these calls, to reach into the higher realms and have the ability to attract the synchronicities and the health for themselves and the people they care about. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. This is Fa'an, and we greet you in the love light of one infinite creator on this January 1st, 2014. We look at your planet, at the beautiful blue jewel in the area of the solar system. And we take a moment and we send blessings to the beautiful blue planet that is your planet. And then we focus further in to each and every person who is attentive, who is listening and is here with us, and we are honored with this opportunity to be with you tonight. Do you have questions?
Let's start off with a question from David Morton in England, and he says, Happy New Year to all. In many pictures of Jesus and the apostles, it shows a ring of light around their heads. I take it means that it means the connection to intelligent infinity. Is this correct, and was the ring actually visible to the human eye, and what color was it? And I had my own question to that, which was, when I first did my first public talk, there was this energy in the room that was overwhelming, which the Elohim had said that was us, we were helping you. Is that similar? And thank you.
Thank you. This is the conversion of energy into light as it comes and intersects with the energy of the being. It actually creates light. And the color of this light changes and is dependent upon the emotions of the individual at the time. It can vary towards red when the person is more angry. It can vary towards blue when the person is expressing and is more open. The color changes, and it is not a steady thing. It is changing all the time as it is manifesting moment by moment, as it is being created moment by moment in the intersection of the being and the being's energy with the surroundings, with the connection with the higher forces, with the connection with the, there is a word, the medium, the connection of the being and the median energy lines through the body in the connection with the stars and then with the higher forces. It is generated by the spinning of the chakra systems. And the chakra systems have different colors depending upon the individual chakra. The foundation chakra is red. The assimilation chakra is yellow. The sexual chakra is orange. The heart chakra is green. The third eye is indigo. And the crown chakra is white. And these colors mix as the individual interfaces with his surroundings. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from Linda, and she's asking about the pineal gland. I have heard and read that the pineal gland is the seat of the soul and directly related to the sixth chakra, or psychic chakra, located in the middle of the forehead, that in most people is dormant like a shriveled raisin, and that the pine cone has symbolized the pineal gland. And what can we do to activate it? And if we do, will that increase our intuitive abilities? And I have the question, is that does activating the pineal gland connect with activating the heart at all, or are they totally individuated? Thank you.
Thank you. The pineal gland acts when it is activated like a window to view remotely outside of the body. It has similar structure to the parts of the eye that can bring vision to the being. And the pineal gland can bring vision in from remote sites as the individual focuses upon the remote site. So it is a tool. The pineal gland is a tool, and it is separate from the heart. And the heart brings the energy of love and caring through to the rest of the chakra system and can, when it is open, when the heart is open, can color all of the chakras. And for instance, the expression chakra can be colored by different emotions and can express different emotions. When the heart is open, then a loving energy is lent to the communications that are emanated from the being. When the pineal gland is activated, it can look on remote situations in psychic awareness with love rather than simply a cold, hard look. So the heart has its own function in working with the rest of the chakras and bringing the rest of the chakras into alignment in a harmonious way with the surroundings.
Thank you. If someone was going to graduate this realm, opening the pineal gland might not help that. Is that correct or incorrect?
It would depend upon the opening of the heart. Just simply opening the pineal gland itself alone will not provide the doorway to ascension. That is our answer.
And opening the heart can actually help open all the other chakras as well. Is that correct?
It can help open the other chakras with a more harmonizing effect to help and integrate better with the surroundings. Activating one chakra, such as the expression chakra, is when it is unmodulated by the heart energy, it can be detrimental, as the person may simply say everything that is coming to his mind and create a upset with the others because it does not have any of the love connected to it, and the person may simply pound out words of a shrew. That is our answer.
opening the higher chakras without opening the heart could make still leave one negative and even a black magician. Yes, that's why many. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. One could become very facile at black magician effects when
one
did not include love.
Thank you. A question from Ariel. And Ariel has been going through a lot of changes lately, and she's been having headaches and certain health issues. Do you have any guidance for her in relationship to her headaches?
Thank you. You take a moment and we take a look. Ariel is very sensitive and connected with the earth. When there are changes in the energy within the earth, it can bring headaches to the body of a very sensitive person, as there are imbalances in the energy of the earth. We take a moment and we look further. We see that, Ariel, you have the ability to look beyond your body, to look beyond the physical. And in doing this, then when you come back to the physical, it creates a pressure upon your body, which can create some pretty good headaches. One can master the ability to leave the body, to look at things remotely, to sense the areas you wish to go. And then when your space is expanded into a larger sphere, when you come back to the body to bring your space in so that you have the connection with the body, then at a level where the body does not experience the larger pressure of your larger being coming into a smaller body and creating pressures on it. There is a way to work with this, to be able to move into the smaller space and to move your space into a smaller space so that you do not create these pressures upon the body. This can take some practice. And so as you work with it, see what feels better and what hurts more, and get a grasp upon the moving in to the larger space and back into the smaller space. We send your body healing and love, and we love you.
Thank you. From Dan Herman, I have heard it said that if you can learn to tune into the Earth's frequency, life becomes easy. Can our sources comment? How does one learn to tune into a specific frequency, such as the Earth or the Elohim frequency? You know, I want to make a comment, and they can comment on my comment. But for me, if I stop myself any time in the day and say, I love you, Earth, I can feel, just like we do on Sunday, I can feel energy coming through the Earth. And if I can, you know, we set these frequencies up on Sunday. If you're feeling them, I can mock up, like, I have a friend that's always there, and if I say, are you there? And I feel a blast of love come through me, I know I made a connection. You know, it seems like your imagination, but try it. Just say, are you guys there? I'm open to feel you. And if you feel love, you'll know you're in the frequency of the higher realms, Elohim, Ra frequency. And that's my experience. And I turn it over to our sources, and they can comment and answer Don from their perspective.
Thank you. One needs to be selective with what frequencies, even Earth frequencies, that one tunes into. For instance, there are areas of the Earth where disasters have happened in primitive times, ancient times, and in even more recent times. And these areas of the Earth have a carrier wave of the frequency of the disaster that has previously happened. So when one tunes in to the Earth's frequency, one needs to be careful what they are tuning into. There is an Earth frequency that is very stable, and one can isolate out and tune into, which is very stabilizing and connects one to the Earth. One can decipher that frequency. We are feeling that frequency as we are talking. We are sending that frequency to you. It is like a tone, and it is very stabilizing. Like when a top is spinning and makes a humming noise, it is similar to that. It actually has a sound frequency, which is beyond hearing. When one tunes into the of the Elohim and the Ra frequencies, then one can get a similar sensation of the stabilization of the frequency coming into one's path, one's life, developing one that can be very life-giving. Thank you.
Thank you. From Samananda, let me ask one of your questions, and we'll see if we can get to the other. And he asks, can you neutralize the radiation coming over to California from Japan?
Give us a moment. Can we and will we are two different things. We do have some ability to, we call it Azure's work, dissolve radiation to lessen the effect of radiation. We do not wish to be in the position of cleaning up something that mankind keeps creating. Fukushima, the source of the radiation, is created over and over and over daily and is released into the ocean. So if we were to stand by and neutralize all radiation over a certain level, it would be a continuous job. Mankind needs to learn that they are putting areas at risk, not just in Fukushima, but in other areas that are similar circumstances that could come about, as came about in Fukushima. We have done some moderation of the radiation already, and we continue to lower some amounts over the Fukushima plant. For those sensitive in viewing energy, such as yourself, you may at some point see pink over areas in Fukushima. See its steam stop. In and over the units, stop coming out. As we do have techniques for doing this, we do not wish to have man expect his disaster that is created to have someone clean it up for him, because then man will not learn to care for his garden. That is our answer.
On an individual basis, can a woman, can a person raise their frequency above the place where the radiation can affect their health?
Yes, one can do that. However, there are certain areas of the body, for instance, the thyroid gland, that needs certain nutrients to sustain itself. And when the iodine level within the thyroid gland falls below the optimum to maintain the proper energy in the thyroid gland, then the body will reach out and take in substitute forms of iodine, radioactive iodine. It is possible to raise one's energy so that they do not get affected by the radiation. However, it is beyond the energy maintenance level of most people to maintain themselves in that status. However, it is possible there is a certain mindset that prohibits the entry of the radiation and allows one to walk through it with impunity.
Thank you. And final question for tonight is from Robin. And I think this is probably a lot of people can be interested in the answer, because many of us have places, times in our lives when we were feeling great, we were in lots of love and light, our hearts were open. And Robin says, why do we fluctuate so much? Why is it now? She seems like she's back feeling blue.
Thank you. One interfaces with the surroundings. And when there is a situation in these surroundings, a lack of money, a lack of proper food, a lack of communication with those around, one then is triggered to move into a scenario where they are yearning for that or missing that or wishing that, which in the past lives even, has set one's mode so that if there is a lack of money, say, and then there has in the past been a lack of money, and in the past beyond that, a lack of money, then the energies of those lacks of money comes into the present, as everything is experienced in the now. And that comes in and takes over the energy of the moment. It is sitting in the energy of a moment of lack, a moment of something missing. And if you can move out of that energy into a different energy, then you will experience the fullness, the joy again. It is a switching of one moment of energy for another moment of energy. So the pathway is not continuously upward as you are being affected in the interactions in your everyday life. And to let the energies of the depression go and resetting yourself then can stop the buildup of previous energies of depression to build upon themselves and come in. We hope this has made some sense.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Good answers tonight. Thank you all for being here. And it is 7:57. We're going to bring this call to an end. And we'll be on Sunday for our grid Sunday planetary healing session. So on that note, I'll unmute. And we'll see you later. Happy
New
Year.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you all.
Happy New Year.
Thank you
all. Happy New Year.
Your conference recording has stopped.
Love to all.
Happy New Year.
Here.